Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you're optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business Podcast. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready back with you here. Thanks so much for tuning in today. As always, I super appreciate you. Today, I want to talk about a subject that if you saw the title of this episode, might be a little surprising to you because you might be like, dude, you've been known as quote unquote the Facebook ads guy for so many years. Why are you going to be talking about why Facebook ads may not be the best option for you? And that's right. Quick reminder that ads are just one piece of the puzzle. I've talked about that a lot on the podcast here over the years. That's exactly why I coach on so much more and my team coaches on so much more inside of our accelerator coaching program, in addition to Facebook and Instagram ads. Absolutely teach you and coach you on ads, but just one piece of the puzzle, which is why, you know, we work on team and mindset and systems and processes and other forms of sales and marketing, etc. And so what I'm seeing a lot lately, which is why I wanted to do this episode for you, is people asking, I want to go about using Facebook ads to kickstart my lead generation. I want to get some more ads going so that I can get more leads and get them in my funnel or what have you. And it's a great question to ask, but what I want to encourage you to do, and this is more of a reminder, right? Because you should be doing this already. Ask yourself, where is my person or people hanging out? Where are they consuming content? What platform are they on? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Instagram? Are they on YouTube? Are they on TikTok, Pinterest, whatever, right? And not to say it the obvious, but if they are on a specific platform and you want to be reaching them, you need to be there too, whether organically or in a paid strategy. And so Facebook ads, from a paid strategy perspective, might be a great option for you, but it also might be a little bit further down the list of channels that I would suggest testing from a paid aspect anyway, before you get there, because there might be other platforms that would be better suited for your business. We often, because there's so much talk about Facebook and Instagram ads, and that's what I talk about primarily here, I'm going to be talking a lot more about other platforms coming up here on the podcast too. But because you often hear so much about Facebook and Instagram ads, that's sort of generally where our brain goes first. But there could, and they might be the best option for you, for your business. They could be. But there also could be better options for you from a channels perspective and a strategy perspective to kickstart your lead generation through paid traffic, okay? So I want to give you some examples here and take you through sort of my thought process on how I would approach it and how I would coach you on it from a what channels to look at perspective, okay? So let's say that you are in the jazz niche and you teach how to learn jazz and you want to kickstart your lead generation. Let's just say that you have a membership for, you know, where you're teaching jazz and you have lead magnets, et cetera, and you want to start increasing the lead flow. Well, yes, Facebook ads, I would absolutely recommend, would be a good option for you to test, right? However, I would probably put them a little bit further down the list of channels that I would go about testing, okay? I would rather, I would probably prioritize AdWords, Google AdWords, and YouTube ads. And the reason for that is we want to think about where is our person or people going to search on jazz or learning jazz. So they're probably going to go and Google it. They're probably going to be on YouTube looking for videos about it. Now, so you want to be there, right? So you want to be there from an AdWords perspective. And don't forget, AdWords is not just, you know, simple search listings or what have you as a as an ad result. It could be Gmail ads. It could be Google Display Network. It could be a lot of different options here. It's YouTube ads in also. But that would probably be the first place I would test from a paid traffic standpoint. I would probably start off by testing AdWords, really close second, YouTube ads. Again, because you have to think like your customer, who you're trying to reach. What are they going to be searching for, or how are they searching for content? How are they, if they want to be learning jazz, what are they going to be doing? Are they going to be on Facebook? Probably, but they're probably going to go to Google and search on it first, or YouTube first, before you could interrupt them, if you will, on Facebook. So I would start there. Instagram, absolutely. I think that'd be a great place to advertise if you are teaching jazz. Now, again, prioritizing that list, AdWords, YouTube, a really close second, then probably Instagram, then probably Facebook. I would also think about being on TikTok, right? I'm just getting into TikTok. I had Meg Harrell, who's one of my accelerator students, on recently here on the show, talking all about TikTok. She has like 600,000 followers on TikTok. She does amazingly well on there. So I'm getting into it. I'm learning it right now. And what I see from the ads is the advertisers on there, from what I've seen, do a really good job with their ads because, shocker, right? They're creating ads that are native to the platform that they're running on. They look like other TikTok, other pieces of content that you would see on TikTok. And so from a, you know, if you're teaching jazz, TikTok, I would probably put that on there. You know, as far as the channels to be testing, I'd probably put it for a little bit further down my list. But from a priority perspective, I'm going after AdWords. I'm going after YouTube, and then probably Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. Okay. So in this example here, yeah, Facebook ads are on my list of channels to test out, but probably not the first one. Let's look at another example. Let's just say that you are teaching nurses how to become an anesthetist, you know, like anesthesia, and you're teaching them how to pass the exam. All right. And this is one of my examples. I have a student who does this in Accelerator. Now, would Facebook be the best option for her from an advertising perspective? Probably not the top of the list, but just like the jazz example I just used, where are people consuming content? Where are they going to learn how to become an anesthetist? I have a really hard time with that word, right? And so they're probably going to Google and searching on it. Probably not YouTube, right? But they're probably going to Google, searching on it, and then going on, you know, whatever search results come up. So I would probably start on AdWords. Google AdWords right there. That's kind of a, I got to get this in here, right? Low-hanging fruit. I have a love-hate relationship with that term, as many of my students know. It's low-hanging fruit, right? So I would be running Google AdWords as a paid strategy if I am in this niche. I would then probably be on TikTok and then Instagram and then Facebook. That's how I would probably prioritize my testing. And again, TikTok, organic and paid. And then Instagram, yeah, organic, but also running Instagram ads as well. And then Facebook ads a little bit further down my priority list. Okay. And so again, another example, yeah, Facebook ads are a strategy that I want to test. But in that specific niche, I probably wouldn't put it at the top of the list. I'd probably put it, out of those four examples, I'd probably put it fourth. Okay. Another example. What if I teach drumming? Same thing that, and I really want you to start thinking about your niche as you listen to this and start asking yourself the same questions and putting your brain through this sort of exercise as you start to think about your niche and how to get more traffic and where is my person? Where is your person or people? Where are they hanging out? Where are they going looking for your content? Or where are they just hanging out that you can also show up there organically? And I mean organically in a literal sense, but also in a figurative sense from a paid perspective. If you're going to be doing paid TikTok ads, for example, you better be creating a TikTok ad that looks native to the rest of the content that's on there, right? And so again, let's just say you're teaching drumming. Would Facebook be the first place that I would test? And the answer is no. I would probably go right to YouTube ads, because if somebody's searching on how to drum or how to, and I'm so not a musician. Like if I want to learn whatever when it comes to drumming, I'm probably going to go to YouTube, right? I'm going to go search on it. I want to see a video of this. And so I'd probably be running YouTube ads. And again, very closely, AdWords, because this is something that people search a lot on, looking for information on that. I would absolutely be looking at Instagram ads as well. But again, a little bit further down the list, if I'm prioritizing these channels to test out, it's not like I need to be doing all these channels all at the same time. It's just like, okay, start with one, start testing. Start trying to dial that in, see how it works. And then as you start to progress through your list of channels that you're going to test out, you are not trying to do them all at the same time, okay? You're trying to get one dialed in, do your testing with that. And then once you do get that dialed in, then you can start to diversify some more. Or you figure out, you know what? You give it a really good test, like a few months. And if it's not working, then you can move on to the next channel. Right. So again, going back to the drumming example here, I would probably start off with YouTube ads, then Google AdWords, probably, you know, maybe TikTok and Instagram are probably right there. Probably say Instagram first, then TikTok, and then probably Facebook. Now, again, this also depends very much on you knowing your target person. How old are they? What's the demographic? Right? If they're a little bit older, for example, Facebook kind of moves up that list a little bit, right? But that's how I want you to start thinking about your advertising from a paid perspective. Where is my target person or people hanging out? Another one, let's just say you teach jiu-jitsu, okay? Now, thinking about that, would Facebook be my first option? No, it wouldn't. Because, you know, the jiu-jitsu person who you're trying to reach is probably on the younger side. So you want to align with those platforms. So I would be very much looking at places like TikTok, places like Instagram, places very much like YouTube. Okay. We have a member of Accelerator who teaches jiu-jitsu, and he has this massive, massive community and a really successful YouTube channel. Very easy to start plugging in YouTube ads and YouTube shorts and that sort of thing. Okay, YouTube shorts also organic. But again, I probably would not even focus on Facebook ads a whole lot. Yeah, would I do them? Yes. But again, they're going to be further down the list of priorities of channels that I am testing. Okay. The final example I have for you here, and I have a lot of teacher entrepreneurs in Accelerator, for example. So let's just say you're in the teaching space and you want to be reaching other teachers. Well, in that instance there, I would move Facebook towards the top of your priority list from an ads perspective. I would absolutely be running Facebook ads. Then probably Instagram would be a very close second there. And then probably Pinterest, right? Because it's a very visual thing that you're doing and how you're serving teachers in this amazing way. Pinterest. So like Facebook, then Instagram, Pinterest, and then again, TikTok. I keep hearing from so many people, TikTok is the next Facebook. And like I said, ever since I've had a few students in Accelerator right now who are doing really well on TikTok, I've become very interested in it. I'm trying to consume it, trying to learn, and I've been really, really impressed. It's just got a very different feel, and I like it. I like it a lot. And so those are, you know, five different examples that I've just given you that hopefully show you, I want you to start thinking about, and maybe Facebook is the first platform that you go to from an ads perspective, but maybe not. We have been sort of, you know, that's just because we've always been talking about Facebook as the one and only or the best ads platform in the past several years, which it still is amazing. I mean, there's so many users, the targeting, et cetera, et cetera. But it might not be the first place that I'd recommend that you go. Again, would I have Facebook on the list? Almost 100% yes. But it's probably going, it could be a little bit further down the list, right? I want to leave you with one more thing here to think about. Okay. And this is going to be, it's going to sound kind of weird here at the end. Now, let's just say that you're like, okay, you're listening right now. You're like, okay, great, Rick. I get it. Facebook would be a little bit further down my priority list of channels to start advertising on, but those other platforms have really big learning curves, and I'm not ready to either learn that, or I don't quite have the budget to be hiring somebody to run my YouTube ads or AdWords or what have you, right? If you do know a little bit about Facebook ads, you can start running Facebook ads right off the bat, right? The learning curve is, there's a learning curve, of course, but the barrier to entry, if you will, into Facebook ads is probably going to be a lot smaller than, say, YouTube ads or Google AdWords, right? And so you could start with Facebook ads, get that going, and then quickly move, and you're still testing, right? But then you start quickly moving into the next highest priority platform based on this conversation here, okay? And so really be thinking about your business. Where is your person? Where are your people hanging out? Where are they consuming content? Where are they going for entertainment, like TikTok, for example? Are they searching for topics within your niche, etc.? And if they're searching, where are they getting those search results? Whether it's YouTube, whether it's, you know, Google or what have you. And yes, YouTube is part of Google. I get it. But this has been a really great exercise for so many of my students to start thinking through this in a much more intentional and strategic way. And I want to really encourage you to start doing the same thing. Okay. Now, if you'd like my help and my team's help in doing exercises just like I've taken you through right here, and you're an online course creator or you're an online coach, and you're a bit more advanced in your online business, you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, and you want to be scaling your business, but you're not really sure what next steps to be taking in your business. You're likely feeling overwhelmed. I see that all the time. Been there, done that. Still get that way in my business also. You're looking to scale, and you're probably doing all the things in your business right now. You might have a few people on your team, but now you're ready to get more serious about it. Okay. If you want to be increasing your profit, increasing your impact with less hustle, because that is not the answer, my friend. If you're listening right now and you feel like I'm describing you and you want my and my team's help and the rest of the Accelerator members to help you as well, then I want to encourage you to check out and apply. It's application only, my Accelerator coaching program. This is one-on-one, group, and a mastermind experience coaching program. Okay. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator and you will learn all about it there. You'll see a whole bunch of comments from people who either past or current members of Accelerator talking about their experience. And again, you can apply right there. All right, my friends, thank you as always for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.